The scriptures I have will be the opening scriptures, but I'll come back to them for communion. And it's from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 47 through 53. Give you a chance to find them if you've got your swords handy. And that's another thing I really admire, because the devil knows who he can't mess with. When you arm yourself with the sword and you carry it with you, you have your weapon always with you. It's nice to get the word in your heart, but it's just a powerful witness that together, I don't want anyone in this room to believe one word I speak. Nothing. It's not in here. I love it that you bring your own Bible. You can come right along to the scriptures and read them with me, and the Holy Spirit will connect it all together. So John chapter 6, Jesus talked about being I am quite a few times in the scriptures, and each time he said I am, the scribes and Pharisees went ballistic, because those were the words that God spoke to Moses when Moses asked him, so who am I going to tell Pharaoh who sent me? And the Lord told Moses, you tell him the I am sent you. So whenever Jesus started a sentence with I am, that had a lot of significance, because he came for the Jewish nation. So whenever they saw the words I am, whenever he spoke those, it inflamed them. And just before, as I was telling Aaron, who's put the scriptures up on the board, he's wise now. He knows I like to go a verse or two before to get the context of something. Verse 44, before we get to where the opening scriptures, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's always really important to remember that, you know, our responsibility is to carry the gospel, share it with our friends, or opportunities that the Lord gives us to present Christ as the way to the Father. There is no other plan of salvation. That was it from the beginning. But it's important for us to realize that as good as our words are, or not so good as Moses, he had an excuse. Well, I don't speak well, I mumble, I stutter, I stammer. I'm not really good at speaking. God will take whatever you're willing to speak and fix the ears of the hearers. So you have no excuse, none of us. We can't cop out and say, well, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a good speaker, because I would be the first one to fit in that category. But I don't care about that anymore. All I care about is showing up and bringing the words that are in my heart to bring, and let God fix it, so that we all get something. So that's an important truth, though, that it's the Father who draws people and gives them the revelation of who Jesus is. And the next verse says, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. And there he is. He's drawing attention out of his own mouth to himself, that he's the Messiah, he's the sent one, he's the one that the prophets all foretold would come. And now Jesus has fulfilled that prophecy at the time that he spoke this. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. He's speaking of himself again. He came from God. And if you read carefully what he spoke, the gospel is in almost every verse that he spoke. He didn't hide it. It's just that the enemy had blinded the minds of people to not understand. Okay, so now we'll get down to the verses that I will be sharing a little more of later. I'll just read them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, their worldly thinking is, oh my God, he's teaching cannibalism. I mean, you know, without the Spirit to give them understanding and revelation, you could come to that conclusion, because look what he said next. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit later, about the truth of who he is, why we have communion. Because you see, when he wrote this, he hadn't gone to the cross yet. But he was speaking, whenever he said, verily, verily, those words are the highest form of truth that you could possibly get concerning the words that he's going to speak right after he used the words, verily, verily. So I always pay very close attention to what he spoke after I see those words, because they are of absolute vital necessity that we have a revelation and an understanding of what he's about to speak. And so after we take a little mini-huggy break in praise and worship, we'll come back to these scriptures and talk about them as to how they apply to the communion elements that we celebrate with.